You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. The pandemic is receding in some baby steps and some really big steps. One of those big steps, the New York City subway resumed 24-hour service today after more than a year of overnight shutdowns for extra cleaning and disinfecting. Subway ridership is picking up, but it's still only about 35% of what it once was. And there are similar numbers in transit-heavy cities like Chicago and San Francisco. So what's it going to take to get riders back in the tubes? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Studies haven't linked COVID outbreaks to public transit. But the thing that defines subways and buses, crowds and tight spaces, means one of the biggest hurdles in regaining ridership is public perception. Jenna Fortunati at Transportation for America says transit systems should continue concentrating on regular cleaning and masks.
You walk around the transit system and they pass out masks and just make it feel so welcoming and safe.
The CDC says everyone should still wear masks on public transit. The other piece of safety riders are worried about is crime. New York City announced it's adding 250 extra police officers to patrol the system. Sarah Kaufman at NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation says there's also safety in numbers, ridership numbers.
Once large crowds return to the subway, I think we'll see less crime because there will be less opportunity.
Of course, ridership is also down because many office workers are still at home, and people who can afford it have been driving or using rideshare apps. Ben Fried at Transit Center says systems need to run reliably to bring riders back.
If they're out of the COVID mindset and they're ready to get back on transit, but then the bus they're waiting for doesn't come, they're going to give up pretty soon.
Mass transit should have the money to hang on through the end of the year. The last stimulus package allocated $30 billion to public transportation networks, and they'll need that money to recruit. An aging workforce, pandemic layoffs, and COVID-related deaths and illnesses have left a lot of transit systems short-staffed. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.